Perek base, the definition of Rishus Sayochid. So the Pashtus is, in order to be considered Rishus Sayochid, has to be a Mokom. Mokom means, by definition, it has to have Dalar Adal Tvachim. Then it has to be a Mokom Mukov. It has to have Mechitzes Ran. Mechitzes mean 10 Tvachim Tvachim. How many Mechitzes do you need? So the opening Mishnah in the Masich de Ervin says, if you have U-shaped Mechitzes, Mechitzes Megimel Tzdod, the Minator, you're allowed to carry. And the whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revis is only with the Rabbanon, and because of that, it's only with the Rabbanon, you have a lot of kulas involved there. Why is it only with the Rabbanon? So that's a major machlokes. So whether Gimel Mechitzes, U-shaped, whether that's Minator Rishus Hayachid, and the whole need for the tikkun Ruach Revis, Minator it's Lamala Velamar, nothing changed. No, Minator, if you have Gimel Mechitzes, it's not a Rishus Ram, and it's not a Rishus Hayachid either. It's a Makam Ptur. So, and the Rabbanon will declare it as a Karmelis. I mean, I tell you, you're allowed to carry in a Karmelis and a Makam Ptur. It's only the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to carry. But bottom line, Minatar, if you have Gimel Mechitzes, you're allowed to carry. So what do you need with the Rabbanon and the Ruch Revis? So the Mishnayos have a difference between a Mavui and a Chotzer. A Chotzer means if you have an area that's Mukov Mechitzes and you have minimum of two Batim. Reuben's family lives in one home, and Shimon's family lives in the other home, and then they share a chatzah together, which has mechitzas. I mean, at Torah, it's one big Rishus HaYochid, and the Rabbanon, that's Takana Shloim HaMelech, that you have to have an Eruv Chatzeres. So now if you have two chatzeres that open up into a Mavui, into another area, so that Mavui is used b'shutvas by all of the four families, the two families, Reuben and Shimon's families in Chatzah A, and Levi and Yehuda's families and Chatzah B, that both Chatzeres open up into a Mavui, so that's called a Mavui. So the Mavui, the opening Mishnah says in Erevin, that if you have three Mechitzas on the Mavui, the Tikkun on the Ruach Revis can either be a Lechi or a Kora. Kora means a beam. Let's say the three walls are like this, and the fourth wall does nothing there. So Kora means you put a beam from on top of this a wall till on top of that wall. The beam has a minimum width. How has to be a tefach wide? Has to be sturdy to be able to put the bricks on top of it to build the whole ceiling on top. So that's a korah. Min haTorah korah is mamish lamala b'lamor. It absolutely accomplishes nothing. The whole thing is an invention of the Rabbanon. But if you don't have it, you're not allowed to carry. And then that's one tikkun. Or you can put a lechi. A lechi means either you put a lechi pole, 10 tefachim tall over here, a 10 tefachim tall over here. If you put it halfway in, you put the korah across, so you put the lechi over here, so you can only carry up until that point. You can't carry past that point. This din that if you put a lechi, so these two kulas, this lechi or korah, that's only if it's a mavi. What if it's not a mavi? What if it's only a chotzer? Let's say a person has a private home in Flatbush, and he has a driveway, and the driveway has gimel mechitzes, has a fence in the back, and fences on either side. And the fourth side is open, where he drives in the car. So, Midator, you're allowed to carry. Midorabon, you need a tikkun on the Ruach Revis. So, these two kulas of Lech HaKara don't apply, because that's not a Mavui. That's Dina Kechotzer. That they have to din. So, what's Din if you have a Chotzer? So, the Mishnah says you have to put either two Lechis, Lechim Mikan, or Lechim Mikan. And we have the Ramor rights that we don't use that kula, we insist on having a Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach is what we call in Yiddish, people call it an Erev. The going, the maintenance workers, they call it the Erev. Konamikam, the frame of a door. So the frame of a door, the din of Tzuris HaPesach, is relevant for Hilchas Mezuzah, and it's relevant for Hilchas Shabbos. In Mezuzah, you only have a Mezuzah if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, and Hilchas Shabbos, if you have a frame of a doorway, Tzuris HaPesach, it's Dino Kemechitza. We'll get to discuss a lot of the details later. So the Gemara has a discussion. This din, if you put a lechi over here, that constitutes the, it's considered as if you have a mechitza on the Ruach Revis, it's only needed midrabanan. Is that considered a mechitza min haTorah or not? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that that's min haTorah. Let's say you have two mechitzas. You only have two mechitzas L-shaped. So you're not allowed to carry over here. So what if you put a lechi here? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, since we pass on lechi mishum mechitza on the level of the raisa, so it's considered as if you had three mechitzas, and mainly you're allowed to carry over there. But mid rabbanon, not, you're still not allowed to carry. Now, there it's considered like a mechitza, but a korah, when you have the beam going across, the Korah is in Gansen in the Benjamin, the Rabbanon Korah is only Mishum Heker. Because Korah is Mishum Heker, so the Gemara says it has to be, the Korah is only valid if it was put up L'shem Tiltol on Shabbos. The Lechi is like a Mechitza Haimed is Me'elah. So Lechi Haimed Me'elah is, according to Rashi, that's one of the six cases of Yal Kagam where the din is like Abai. There's Machlik Zabai Barava. What's the din of Lechi Haimed Me'elah? Because the Mechitza Haimed is Me'elah is good. But a Korah is not a Mechitza at all. The Korah is a Heftza Shal Heker. So that's a Shada, whether Lechi Mishum Mechitza or Lechi Mishum Heker. Does the Lechi have to be placed L'shem Tikkun Hilcha Shabbos, or not necessarily so? This the Gemara says they both agree. Bein Labai, Bein L'Rav, both by Lechi Yamakura. You have to have some Acholim Ebod Yom. Someone has to have knowledge in advance that he's planning to carry in the area, in the Mavuy, or the Chatz, whatever it is, based on that Lechi or that Korah. That for sure you have to have Midirabana, you have to have in mind. If Minat Torah, it's a Mechitza, so Minat Torah, you don't need some Acholim, but you don't have to have that, you should rely on it. And the Rabbanan, you do need that element of Heker. But they need that it should be Nasa L'Shem Heter Tiltul. So if your old Lechi is only Mishum Heker, so it's a Cheftzul Shal Heker, it has to be made L'Shem Tiltul. But if Lechi Mishum Mechitza, so some Acholim about Yom would be enough.
You were describing a case that according to opinion that Lechi Mishum Mechitza in the Torah, so that you could have two walls and a left hand one side.
Right.
What shape of does that mean, like an entire square would you be allowed to carry, or just like a triangle? Or like
That's a very good question. So the Mishnah Brura has in the Bi'ar Halacha such a picture, a diagram, a right angle. And he says, you're not allowed to carry Minat Torah here, but if you put a Lechi, then it's considered, Al Pipash, it's considered Rishu Sayecha, the whole area. So the Chazan Ish raises a question, if you have Gimel Mechitzes, so you're allowed to carry Minat Torah. Let's say it's a Rishu Sayecha Minat Torah, Al Pipash, Rishu Sayecha Minat Torah. And the Rambam, by the way, there's a contradiction. If you have three Mechitzes, the Kesem Mishnah asked, is it still in the Rambam? One place, the Rambam, both in Hilchas Shabbos. One place it sounds like you're allowed to carry kodesh of shusayecha. One place he says you're allowed to carry kodesh of karmelis. So it's a contradiction. So the Kesem Mishnah thinks that the teretz is, it depends what's on the fourth side. If on the fourth side is a real rishus haram deraisa, what's over there? If that's a real rishus haram deraisa, then inside is only maximum is going to be as a karmelis. But if over there is only a karmelis, then inside is a rishusayecha. Fascinating shtikel teretz. The Kesem Mishnah says. There is such a concept in the Rabbanon, Nifrat Lamokam Osolo. If you have a Rishus HaYochid, but it opens into an area where you're not allowed to carry, so then you're not even allowed to carry inside the area. Let's say they made an Arab, we're going to talk about this a lot, they made an Arab around Manhattan. But the Arab around Manhattan, Mechitzas around the whole island, but the George Washington Bridge begins five blocks into the island. You go out, so it's Nifrat Lamokam Osolo. Fine, you can carry Manhattan, but you can carry a Manhattan, then you start walking over the bridge, and there's no mechitza separating between the area where you're allowed to carry, the area where you're not allowed to carry. So that's a din mid the Rabbanan. Nifritz l'mokam osolot, that you're not allowed to carry, but there are tunnels that start, bridges and tunnels that go from the middle of Manhattan to areas where there's no mechitzas, where you're not allowed to carry. So that's usually assumed to be a din mid the Rabbanan. Nifrez lamokam ha'osolo. You're not even allowed to carry within the Arab because you may forget and carry out of the Arab because there's no mechitza separating between you and the area where you're not allowed to carry. So here the Kesem Mishnah writes a chiddush that the concept on Nifrez lamokam ha'osolo plays a role on the level of the Raisa. If you have three mechitzas like this, U shaped, three mechitzas, so what's on the fourth side? So if on the fourth side is a real b'shus haram the Raisa, then inside has an effect on what's inside. Nifrez to a mokam ha'osor. So inside is maximum a karmelis, but if over there is only a karmelis, and inside is a rishus hayachid. A fascinating chiddush. See, the Chazon Ish has a comment. He says, the Mishnah Brura has this diagram, you have a right angle, so minat Torah you're not allowed to carry, so he asks, why not? But I understand you're not allowed to carry the whole rectangular shape. Why? All you have to do is draw one line between here and here, so why not say the triangular shape you're allowed to carry? But the Mishnah Brura is bir halach, it would appear if you have an L-shaped mechitza, you're not allowed to carry at all. So yes, why not? It's just missing one mechitza. Let's say you have a V-shaped rishus hayochad, you have a U, not three lines with the two right angles. You have a V or a U. Also, it's gimel mechitza. It's a gimel mechitza you're allowed to carry. So whenever you have an L-shaped mechitza. So I understand you can't carry the whole rectangle. If you have a lechi, so the whole rectangle is considered mukav mechitza. But if you don't have the lechi, so at least consider it mukav mechitza still here. So I would have said, Anachanami, you're allowed to carry this. So the Chazanish writes, he doesn't think so. He doesn't have such respect for the Mishnah Brura. He disagrees every other page. He disagrees with the Mishnah Brura, especially in Hilchos Erev. It's not out of respect, but he thinks that the Mishnah Brura said this, and he's in agreement. He thinks that if you have a right angle, you have no right to draw the line sideways and say that inside the triangular shape it's a Rishus HaYachid. So he thinks if it's less than 90 degrees, then you have a right to draw the missing line. It's a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah, but if it's 90 degrees or more, then you have no right to draw this line. We once had a student years ago who was very much in mathematics. Now he's a professor of mathematics in Queen's College. He said that this is a whole study in mathematics, a whole limud. When you have a certain diagram, where is the missing line? Where do you draw the missing line? So the Chazon Ish has diagrams and diagrams about this. He says if you have a right angle or bigger, then you wouldn't draw the missing line like this to make a triangular shape out of it. But if it's less than 90 degrees, then it's considered Gimel Mechitzes, and you do draw the line. So this is important to keep in mind about this the right angle. If you don't have a lechi, so the Chazon Ish understood in the Mishnah Brura that you're not even allowed to carry in the in the triangular shape that you have here. What's the din of mechitza under the water? So the Gemara is, let's say you have a box, a cardboard box that's open on top. You have deep box. You have 10 tefachim tall. And the whole cardboard box is under the water. You have a lake. Not a cardboard box, you have cement, whatever. And you have a whole Rishus Ayecha, but it's under the water. Does the halacha consider that the mechitza under the water? So the Gemara is beferish min ha-Torah, even if the whole mechitza is under the water, it's dinah ke-mechitza. But the Rabbanan, you can't rely on that because it's not noticeable. But if the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall, so as long as one tefach of the 10 tefachim is above the water, even though the other 9 tefachim are below the water, that is considered a mechitza. Every so often we have like this, that you'll have an area around an area of the city, whatever city you're working on, and then you come to the one edge of the area, if you have a sudden drop, you have the drop, the seawall, I think it's called, and then the seawall above the water is less than 10 tefachim, but the seawall goes down below the water. So as long as one tefach of the 10 tefachim is above the water, you can be mitzarev that whole mechitza. But min haTorah, even if the whole mechitza is tachas hamayim, it's also good. The Gemara has such a din. Gemara says, let's say you have a bore. We spoke last week, I think. Let's say you have a bore in the middle of a shusaram, the 10 tefachim deep, and dalal al dalal on the floor. Does dina ki v'shusayachan? So if I pick up a magic marker from the shusaram, I throw it into the bore. I did a malacha deraisa. What if the bor is filled up with water, and I throw it in and it sinks to the bottom? So the Gemara says milo mayim is still a rishus hayachid, because the floor is the floor on the bottom, and you have 10 tefachim tall. What if I filled it up with sacks of potatoes and sacks of grain? So then the Gemara says since it's a solid. If it's a liquid like water, and if you would want it, the Magen Mishnah says, if you want to walk on top of the water, we don't have the ability. Some people can walk on water. We can't walk on water. So where's the ground level? The bottom of the bar is the ground level. But if you filled it up with stacks of grain or stacks of potatoes, if you're going to walk, so maybe if you're heavy enough, Adam Gadol enough, so you'll push it down an inch or two. Okay. But you're still going to have, the old bar is going to be filled up. You're not going to have 10 tefachim above. The ground level is the top of the sacks of potatoes, or the top of the sacks of grain, where if a person would walk, he would still be above the ground level over there. So if you don't have 10 tefachim deep above that level, where if you would walk, you would be over there, then the mechitza, it's not called a mechitza, because you have offer on all the four, you have this bar in the middle of the Mishur Sam, so you have, it's all offer on north, east, south, west, everything is offer. In the middle, there's no offer, but in the middle, you filled it up with sacks of potatoes. So there's solid on the right, solid on the left. So there's no mechitza. Mechitza means you have to have either aver on both sides or aver on one side. Here there's no aver at all. But if you have water, since if you would want to walk, you wouldn't be able to walk on top of the water. You would walk, you would fall down to the bottom. So the floor of the bar is considered the floor of the Rishu Sayach. That's the Gemara. Taisus has a fantastic chiddush that's questionable. Mishnah Brura paskins like this Taisus. Taisus has a discussion. What if I have sacks of potatoes, which I plan to eat? So temporarily I left the potatoes there, but I plan to take the potatoes out. So is that also mevatel mechitza min haTorah? Maybe it's only mevatel mechitza min haRabbanan because I only put it there temporarily. So that's a discussion in Taisus. Is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan? All these things come up, la'alocha, the seawall, as long as one tefach is above the water, that comes up, la'alocha, more often than you would think. What's the din of mechitzas, mechitzah ha'medes, me'aleho? What's the din of mechitzah b'day shamayim? Let's say you have a mountainous area, and the edge of the mountain is a mechitzah, 10 tefachim above the ground. So this is a mechitzah. So mechitzah ha'medes, me'aleho is good, mechitzah b'day shamayim are good. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim have a kasha based on the Gemara, Chav Beis Amid Beis, and Erevin, the top Tosfos on Chav Beis Amid Beis. So every continent in the world should be considered a Rishus HaYochid. Because at the edge of the continent you have a beach where goes this sand goes in gradually into the water. So there's no mechitza, but if you're going to go a little further, you'll bump it, you'll reach the point where you have the continental shelf. There's going to be a sudden drop that goes down 10 tefachim. So every continent has a continental shelf. So mechitza b'day shamayim is good. And mechitza shetachas hamayim is good. So every continent is a rishus hayochid. So it's only takana shlema ha-melech that you have to make an erech hazeh. It can't be. Every continent is rishus hayochid. That's impossible. People made up an idea that Manhattan is a rishus hayochid because it's an island. There ain't no such din. There's no such halacha that an island is a rishus hayochid. An island is, Manhattan is, maybe it was a Rishus HaYochid min haTorah because they built up the edge of the island with concrete or with metal to make sure that it doesn't sink into the rivers over here. So it has a sudden drop of concrete when you drive in the Bronx and you look over to Manhattan, you'll be able to see it's built up and you have walls, mamish, 10 tefachim tall walls. But there is no such halacha that an island an island is a Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid has to have mechitzas at least on three sides that are 10 tefachim tall. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim are bothered with this kasha. If mechitzah b'day shamayim is good, so maybe you can say, well, there's a din of karpif. If you have a mechitzah that the boys of Kerem Yavna, no, you walk across the road, there's a kibbutz. So the kibbutz plants things there, so the makbah that people shouldn't walk there. So if you have a base saw is 50 by 50 amas. The Mishkan was 50 by 100 amas. So that's two times a base saw. That's called base asayim kechotza ha-mishkan. So in the Mishkan they were allowed to carry, even though nobody lived there in the Mishkan. So when the Chachamim wanted to introduce a chumrah, they didn't want to introduce a chumrah that it should come out that in the Mishkan they were violating the din. When the Chachamim make a din, it's only noig v'kanal haba, it's not noig v'mafreya. But still, they didn't want to make a din that it should come out that Moshe Rabbeinu was in violation of Hotzor midrabbanon if he would have lived afterward. So they made it midrabbanon if you have an area that has a mechitza around it, and it's lehukah fledira. It's yosem ibeis asai, more than 100 by 50, and nobody lives there. So that's not dinok, even though it's a rishus hayochid min haTorah. If you throw hazarik l'toch ha'chayv, I pick something up in the Rishu Saram, I throw it into the karpif, which has mechitzas around it, but nobody lives there. So that's a real Rishu Sayochid Yechayev. But in the Rabbanon, we treated l'chumah as a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry in a karpif. But that's only with the Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, well, you could have had a teretz. Every continent is yosem b'deis asayim. And before Adam Harishon, before human beings moved down to the continent, there was nobody living there. The whole world was there before Adam Harishon came on the scene. So all the continents are Yosem Ibeis HaSayim Shalahukah Fledira. The Mechitzas were there, B'day Shamayim, before Adam Harishon was created. So they said, but that whole din is only Medirabbanon. Min haTorah, there is no din of Karpet. Min haTorah, the Karpet is the Rishus HaYochid. So there's nothing wrong with Lahukah Fledira, nothing wrong with Mechitzas Shetachas HaMayim, and nothing wrong with Mechitzas B'day Shamayim. So every continent should be Rishus HaYochid. They got to give some teretz. So what's the teretz? So Tosfos says, it's wrong. It doesn't work. It's not exactly clear what it is. So the Chazon Ish interprets the Tosfos, and after the Chazon Ish passed away, They printed the Tosfei HaRosh on Erevin. And Tosfei HaRosh says Beferish like that. That Tosfei is meant to say if you have a combination of several factors together, so that kills the Mechitza Min Avta. What are the factors? If you have a Mechitza Bidei Shamayim, Mechitza Amed is Me'ileho, and if you, so on the level of the Raisa, that's perfect, but there is a Shtikl Chisar. And number two, you have Yosem Bidei Sasayim, on the level of the Raisa, it's not a problem, but there is, on the level of the Raisa, there is a Shtikl Chisar. And the continental shelf is below the water, it doesn't prevent the boats from going over it. So that's an issue that we raised last week, that the Mishnah discusses, and the Gemara discusses, Chabbeis Amin Alv and Erevin, also Rabbi Mimbat the Mechitza. The whole idea, the whole theory behind the Mechitza is that it separates this area from the outside area, that it prevents the flow of traffic. But if you make Mechitzas that don't prevent the flow of traffic, the boats and the people go swimming, and the boats go on top of the continental shelf, it doesn't affect anything at all. It doesn't block the traffic at all. So even if one will assume that's a big discussion, this whole chisaron that we discussed last week, also Rabbi Mimbat Mechitza, if you have an Erev and it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic, so that's a chisaron. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's also a machlokes harishonim. Some rishonim hold that that's only a chisaron d'rabbanan. So now the Chazon Ish explains in the Tosfos, and that's how it says in Tosfos HaRosh, if you have all the three chesronos together, you have an area, a continent, or an island, and it's a mechitza medes me'leho. It's not it's b'dei shamayim, it's not b'dei odom. And it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic on top of the continental shelf. The boats just go on top of it. All the three together ruin the din mechitza. So that's what Tosfos and the Rosh seem to hold. In such a case, it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Shin Mem Vav quotes that the Ramban and the Ritvor, basically follows Rambam, but slightly with a slight variation over here. So the Ramban and the Ritvor give a different answer on Tosfos Kasha. So they give an answer: if the area enclosed, not the combination of three chesronos together cancel the mechitza. If the area enclosed is so vast, let's say you make a mechitza around all of the United States of America, and someone is going to sit in the middle of Oklahoma. He looks to the east, and he looks to the west, and he looks to the north. He looks for 1,000 miles. There's nothing doing over there. There's no mechitza at all. So it's so far away from any mechitza, he doesn't have the sense that he's enclosed. Even if you're in Madison Square Garden, but you know that there are walls around it. So you have a sense that you don't have claustrophobia, but you have a sense that you're in a makamukah. But if you're in the middle of a continent, middle of a big island, and it's so big, and you don't sense that you're in an enclosed area, so that ruins the mechitz on the level of the rice. So the Ramban never says what the shear is. It has to be some big shear. How big is shear? You have to look through Shas. How big is shear? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe says he's guessing, he thinks what it is, and what he writes, he probably saw it in Chayyadim and he forgot. Well, they're both mechavim to the same thing. Chayyadim says the same. These are the Mar Mekomis, number 34 and number 35. So the Chayyadim writes, and Rav Moshe writes also like that, he dug up a shear from a Mishnah in Pecheres. Mishnah Pecheres talks about Maisa Behema. I have different farms in Eretz Yisrael that are far away from each other. So if they're a few miles apart, here I had five calves were born, here I have five calves born. So if you had 10 calves were born in 1 year, you're supposed to put them together in a corral. There's Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema, for exactly when it is. So if you had 10 Behemas were born between one Rosh Hashanah and the other Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to put them together and be Mafrish Maisa Behema. But that's only if the farms are close to each other. Farms are far apart, so they're not. How far apart? So the Mishnah gives you a shear. If the shepherd would allow the sheep to wander off that distance, and he wouldn't be nervous, so then the two farms are mitzar from Yachad. And if they're so far apart from each other that the shepherd wouldn't allow the sheep to wander off so far, then it's too far apart. So how far apart is that? So I think the Gemara says 16 mil. 16 mil, that's pretty far. 60 mil is too far. So that's what the Chayyadim says. So Rav Moshe says the same. He doesn't quote the Chayyadim, writes the same. And then he says he thinks that what he means is you're in the middle of Oklahoma, so it's more than 16 mil from each border. So really it means 32 mil. It's really 32 mil. So if you have a continent that's bigger than 32 mil in diameter, so then you don't sense that you're in an enclosed area. So then the Ramban says that it's not acceptable. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes two versions of what the Ramban said. One version, the Ramban himself has one version, and the Ritva was a Talmud of the Talmid of Ramban, so he has a different version. So the Ramban himself says that only if it's Mechitzah B'dei Shamayim. Mechitzah, Amer is Meila, Mechitzah B'dei Shamayim is not valid, doesn't create a Rishus HaYachid. If you're inside the Mokam, you don't have the sense that you're in an enclosed area. And the Ritva writes, even if you put a wall around North America, even if you put Mechitzah B'dei Odom, but if it's 3,000 miles from east coast to west coast, and if it's, I don't know, 1,000 miles between Canada and Mexico, it's so far apart, so then even B'dei Odom it wouldn't be good either. So these are three different, basically two answers and two shades of the answer of the Ramban, two different answers on the question. The Gemara raises the issue that there's a continental shelf, so let every continent be. The Gemara says, obviously it's not correct. The Gemara never explained why it's not correct. So Tosis claims, the way the Chazanish understood Tosis, the way the Rosh understood the Tosis, that if you have all the three Chazanis together, also Rabban Vatna Mechitzta, Yosem Beis HaSayim, which is not so big, Yosem Beis HaSayim, 100 Amas by 50 Amas is a shear on the level of the rice. And Mechitzta is B'dei Shamayim, Mechitzta Medes Meila. The combination of three factors together kills the whole Din Mishus HaYachid, and the Ramban has a much bigger shear. So Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva, when he wrote the long tshuva about possibility of making the Eretz in Manhattan, so he says, well, how wide is Manhattan? So he says, it's very narrow. It's nowhere near. You can walk in 5 minutes, no, 10 minutes. You can walk from this river to that river. Manhattan is not so, over here, Manhattan is not so wide. Even when it's a little wider, it's not 32 mil. I think the length also is not 32 mil. I think the length from tip to tip is also not 32 mil. So he says that wouldn't pose a problem. Even if you want to be machma like the Ramban, that wouldn't pose a problem. He thinks that the other problem is with Manhattan. Fine. We have to discuss klolim that apply to all mechitzas, klolim mechitzas. So what's the din of mechitza hameres me'eleha? So we just said before, it's a beferish gemara tezvav and manalach. Mechitza hameres me'eleha is a good mechitza. The context there in Erevin, it's good to know. Gemara there talks about the din that you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. So if a person is in a house and the house is, let's say he's in a building that's a mansion, gigantic, it takes up a whole city block. So there's no city there. If you have a city, so the whole city is kedal aram's dome, and you start counting the tchum Shabbos outside of the city. We're even makel on that. You have Yibur Shalir, you have 70 amas, 7.5 amas outside of the end of the city. It's called Yibur Shalir, like a pregnant woman has an Ibur. So that's the pregnant extension of the city. And then you count the Tchum Shabbos after the Yibur Shalir, or even make it like that. So so what if you're not in the middle of a city? You're just in a building. So the whole building, as big as the building is, gigantic palace. That's Kedal Aram's dummy. And then you count, and there's no city there. So then you can't start counting Alpai Mama where the building ends. What if a fellow is traveling on Erev Shabbos and he falls asleep, Leil Shabbos, he's in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a farm. There are farms all over the place. There's no cities at all. So he only has his Dalaramas, and then you have count Alpai Mama outside of his Dalaramas. So the Gemara says, but what if they were in the middle of harvesting the field? And the stalks of whatever grows there, the stalks are very tall, 10 tefachim tall, and they harvested the field in such a way that he rested, he was kind of shvisa, he decided he's going to camp right in the middle of the area where they harvested. So you have walls on all four sides of him, mechitza ameres meila, because they harvested in such a way that you have dalar al-dalar tefachim, you have more than dalar al-dalar tefachim, and you have mechitza ameres meila. So the Gemara says that that's fine. So the whole area where he is considered Kedal Aram's Dami, and he has Alpai Mama Chutz Lazeh. But what if the area where he is, where they harvested, is Yosem Beis HaSayim, it's 150 by 100, so that's a Karpif Midirabbanan, that's not Dino Kibishu Sayochid. So if he's if he's 50 by 100 is not so big, pretty tiny. The Chatzar Mishkan wasn't so big, 50 by 100. So if they harvested so much that the area that's Mukav Mechitzis is Yosem Ebeis HaSayim, and it's Lahukav Ledira, because when they harvested, they didn't have in mind anything. And nobody was living there. This guy, the traveler, happens to come late to Friday afternoon, he decides he's going to camp over there. So since Yosem Ebeis HaSayim Shalahukav Ledira Midirabbanon is not considered a Rishus HaYochid, so he only has Dalar Dalid Amis where he is, and he has Alpaim Amma from where he is. But if the Mokum where they harvested is less than Beis HaSayim, so it's a perfect mechitza. So the whole area where he was choyna is considered Kedal HaRam's Dami, and then he has Alpaim Amma out of that. So the Gemara develops this idea there, that Meikar Adin Mechitza Ameres Me'leh is perfect, has the status of a mechitza. So that's good. Then there's a klal, Ruba Kukuloi. You don't have to have every inch of the way has to have, let's say you have a fence around an area and part of the fence is torn down, part of the fence fell down. So as long as you have Oymed Meruba Ala Parts, you say Ruba Kukuloi and it's considered a Makam Mukav. How do you measure Ruba Kukuloi? So there's an Aruch HaShulchan who writes Bitamimas that you have four, let's say the area is a rectangular shape area that you made an Erev in. So if you have, you add up what's Oymed on the northern bar, eastern bar, southern bar, western bar, Oymed Meruba Ala Parts. You add together all of the Oymed on all the four bars and all of the Parts on all the four bars. So if Oymed Meruba Ala Parts, it's good. And Moshe Feinstein was asked a question that's against the Gemara. The Gemara of Harish, you need Oymed Meruba Parts, each bar separately. On the northern bar, you have to have Oymed Meruba Ala Parts. On the eastern bar, you have to have. It doesn't help if you add together all of the Oymed and it's Meruba on all of the parts. You have to, you require on each bar. So how can the Aruch HaShulchan say such a statement is against the Gemara? So Moshe said some murderous kasha. He said maybe the Aruch HaShulchan meant on the level of the rice, and maybe Minat Torah he thinks it's so, but at least Minat Rabbanan, for sure it's not so. For sure you need Omid Murubala parts on each bar. If it's approximately a rectangular shape area, so you need Omid Murubala parts on each bar. The Mishnah Brura writes a Chiddush, and the Chazarish says there ain't no such din, and he's masig on him. Mishnah Brura writes a Chiddush, if you have Oymed Meruba La Parts Etzlo, it's good. Let's say I have like this. So on the fourth wall, let's say you have five Amis of Parts and six Amis of Oymed, five Amis of Parts, six Amis of Oymed. Let's say five Amas of Parts. Let's say like that. So the Mishnah Brura says, well, five Parts, there's no Mechitza here. Five Parts next to the six Aymei, so that's Aymei Merubala Parts, so it's considered Kisosum Dabim. It's like a magic trick over here. So he says, you consider this as if it's Sosum, so now you have 11 Amas. And the five next to the six, so the six is bigger than the five. So I consider this as if it's Sosum, so I have 11. So I have 11, 11 is 22. Then I have five Amis in the middle. So it's Oymed also. Oymed Meruba Ala Parts, so everything is considered Kisosum. So the Chazon Ish said, what did he do over here? There is no such halacha. You have five, and five, you have 15 missing. You have 15 Amis missing, you have six and six Oymed. You have 12 Oymed and you have 15 missing. So that's called Parats Meruba Ala Oymed. So that's no good. The Chazanish has no, that the Mishnah Brura has no mocker for this. So this Shaila rarely comes up. I never came across this Shaila. A Shaila that according to the Mishnah Brura should be Oymed Meruba Ala Parats Etzlo. Anyway, we don't follow the Mishnah Brura. We follow the Chazanish, so I don't think anybody would even have a Havamina that should be good. Then you have a din in the Gemara. A din in the Gemara. Osi Avir, the high gisa of Mavatalai. That din does come up, and it comes up every so often. It is like this. What could be a good case? Let's say you have walls like this. You have six Amas Paruts, five Amas Oymed, six Amas Paruts, and five Amas Oymed. Let's say like that. So What do I do over here? So what do you have? 5 and 5 is 10, I made, and you have 12 parrots, so that's for sure is no good. Let's say you have another one over here. Let's say you have another 5 on the same. So this should really be, I have 5, I made 5, I made 5, I made, I have 15, I made. And I have 6, and 6 is 12 parts. I should consider this, I made merubah la parts, I'd say ruba kukuloi. So the Gemara says, no, since this section over here, this 5 in the middle, is flanked on both, on either side, with the 6 amas that's missing, I say this is avir. Asi avir the hagisa, and avir the hagisa, since this 6 is more than 5, and 6 is more than 5, so the 5 is considered like parrots, and I consider it as if I have 17 parrots. 6 and 6 is 12, 5 is 7, so I consider it as if I have 17 parrots. Even though I have 5 and 5 is 10, I made, but it's parrots merubah lo imid. So that's a din in the Gemara. That's called Asi Avir and Hagisa, the Hagisa Mevatalei, and you no longer have, on this bar, you no longer have Aymed Merubah Laparetz. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he discusses the following din. The Gemara has a din both by Shabbos and by Kilayim. Did we mention by Kilayim? I think we mentioned it. Let's say I want to plant grapes over here. I want to plant wheat over here. So if you have a mechitz in between, say mamish can plant up until the wall and up until the wall. And even if the mechitz is not a solid wall, it's a crisscross wall, a barbed, like a barbed, also good. And even if you just make a tzuras ha-pesach, it's also good. Tzuras ha-pesach is good, menater to be mata the yisik alai. So the Gemara has a din, Mishnayos have a din. Let's say there's a little hole in the wall over here. There's a hole over here. So as long as it's Aymed Merubah Laparetz, it's considered Kisasim Dami. It's considered Zivin Sasim. You have pirtzus all over the place. But if the whole thing is Aymed Merubah Laparetz, it's considered Kisasim, so I can even plant grapes up until this imaginary wall, and I can plant the wheat up until the imaginary wall. So what happens though, if you have a pirtz in the middle, of yes and a yes sir. So then the Gemara says, I have a wall over here, I have a wall over here, but here there's no wall. In the middle appears to yes and a yes sir. You don't say, Oymed Merubah Laparetz. Here, this is 1,000 amas of Oymed, and this is 1,000 amas Oymed over here. I have 11 amas parrots in the middle. So I have 2,000 Oymed, and 11 amas parrots, so that you don't say, Oymed Merubah Laparetz, but since it's appears to yes and a yes sir, so that's considered missing. So, from here till here, I can plant the grapes over here and the wheat over here. From here to here, I can't, because I have no mechitza. This is parrots. And here, I can bite that, plant the grapes up until here. This section, what's missing, I have to be marchik dalar amas. I can plant the grapes up until 2 amas here, and I can plant the wheat up until 2 amas. They have to have archoke, a 4 amas in between. You shouldn't violate kilay. So the same thing applies in Hilcha Shabbos. Let's say you have mechitzas around an area, and I have 11 amas missing in the middle. I have 1,000 amas on the left and 1,000 amas on the right. So you don't say, Oymed Merubah Laparetz is good, except over here by Kilayim. So I can plant, from here to here, I can plant grapes till here. And from here to here, right there. Only in the middle I can't. I have to be marching here by Hilchos Shabbos. If you're missing 11 amas in the middle, so there's no mechitz over there. So the whole mokum is not mokum. So you're not allowed to carry anywhere. You don't see a lot of carry everywhere except over here. You can't carry anywhere. Because by Shabbos has to be makif, the mechitz has to be makif, the whole area. By mechitz is by Erev, and it's not for the purpose of makif. It's a mechitz hamapsekis, mechitz hamavdelis. So the din is if you have a pirtza, yes and yes, so it ruins it. So what if you have like this? I have 1,000 amas, I have a mechitz of hil for Shabbos purposes. Have a whole Mishnah Sayyachah like this, fine. Then I have a mechitza here, another 1,000 amas over here. Then in the middle, I have a gap of 6 amas, and another gap of 6 amas, and an oymed of 5 amas in the middle. So would you say, Osi Avira, the high gisa, 6 is 1 of 5, and 6 is 1 of 5, so I cross out the 5, and now I consider it as if I have 17 parrots. I have 6 and 6 is 12, and the 5 is 17. I have 17 parrots. 17 is yes and the yes, sir. So Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is no good. Even I have 2,000 Ayman, I have Ayman to the right, Ayman to the left. You say, Ose Abir the Hagisa, the Hagisa Mavatale. Here I say, Ose Abir Hagisa, Hagisa Mavatale, because you no longer have Ayman Merubala Pirtz. It's Pirtz Merubala Ayman. After you say you're missing 17, so you only have 10 that are Kayim. But here I have 2,000 that are Ayman. Just that's a Pirtzi Yesem Yeser. So the Pasht, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. So Rav Moshe is Mekel. Moshe says, he thinks Lahakim. It's a very strange tshuva. The style of the tshuva is very strange. So he thinks, Mitzar HaSvara, there's room, why is there room to be Mekel? So obviously the premise clearly is that this whole din of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser ruins the whole Mechitza, the only Midi Rabbanon. That was a big machlaikas in the early 1800s. That was a machlaikas between the Mishkanes Yankiv and the Beis Ephraim. Mishkanes Yankiv was Rabbi Yankel le Karlina. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, and the early Talmidim of Volozhiner Yeshiva. And the Beis Ephraim was a Galatianer, a successful businessman. I think we spoke about it last week. He lived in Broad, and he wrote these truths. He was a world famous Beis Ephraim. So the Mishkanes Yankiv held that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is a din deraisa. Here's the pasuk. It's halacha l'moshe Sinai. Mechitzan, Allah HaMashim Sinai. So he assumed that this is Allah HaMashim Sinai. Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is no good. And Beis Ephraim thought, what do mean how? The Gemara never said it's Allah HaMashim Sinai. So he assumed that it's only Midi Rabban. Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only Midi Rabban. So Rav Moshe Alpipashtis is assuming also, he never spells it out, but the premise is so obvious that he's assuming that the whole institution of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser ruins the whole Mechitza, even though the Zaymid Buru Malah Pirtz, he assumes it's only Midi Rabban. So he distinguishes. So he says, if you're going to have Osi Adir the Hagisa Mavatla in this case, and it's going to come out that you have Paritz Meruba Loimet, Paritz Meruba Loimet is a chisaron on the level of the Raisa. So that kills it. But if you're going to have here, Osi Adir the Hagisa Mavatla, so it's going to come out you have 17 Paritz, but you still have 2,000 Aimet. So just the chisaron, Osi Adir the Hagisa, is going to make it appear to Yes Measa, you don't have to worry about that. So he thinks Mitzara Svara, there's room to be Mekel. As far obviously is that he thinks that the whole Pirtzes and Eser institution is only with Rabban. He never spells that out, but it's obvious that that's what he thinks. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. The Chazon Ish says, there was a machloikas, he quotes, there was a machloikas between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanes Yankiv, and what was accepted, the Chazon Ish lived in the 1900s. So it was accepted like the Beis Ephraim, that it's only a din with the Rabban. He's not saying he's Paschim, he says it was accepted by the Paschim, that the whole din of Pirtzes and Eser is only with the Rabban. So now there are wise guys who rip down every Erev in the world. Why is it no good? Because now they make a Reuven based on the assumption like the Chazon Ish that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only with Rabbanon. So they found Kisveyad of Rishonim who hold that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is their rice. So what? There are Rishonim who say the Ferish that it's their rice. There are Rishonim who say the Ferish that it's the Rabbanon. This was a Machloikis. Before we had all these Rishonim, this was the Machloikis between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanes Yankiv. The Chazon Ish writes, who is Mekubal, who is accepted by the in the world of Poskim, like the Beis Ephraim, that the whole din of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only Rabban. So just because they discovered Kisviyad of the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim say the Ferish that is their Isa, so therefore we should change the Psak. Mishkanes Yankiv also said that is their Isa, and there was a Machloikis, and the Haskama of the Poskim was that it's only the Rabban. Rav Moshe assumes that it's only the Rabban. Now Moshe writes Mitzad HaSvar, he thinks that Osi Avir the Hagisa Mevatalei shouldn't pose a problem by Pirtzi Yesem Yeser. That's what he starts. Then he says, well, let's check the Masichta to see if there are any contradictions. Instead of saying, let's check the Masichta to see if there are any riyas, he writes Mitzad HaSvar, let's check to see. So first he's going to chazer the Masichta. So on the base, you have to go too far. Often a Taisus against it. So Moshe says, well, we're going to check the Masichta. First he runs through Gemara with Rashi. No contradictions. Then he says, well, let's go through the Masichta with Tosfos. They're very strange truth that comes across the Tosfos based on the base. That's what the Tzvasemis and the Chazon Ish write. You see from the Tosfos based on the base. Also, Avir the Hagisa Mevatle is a problem, not only if it's going to become Paritz Beru Baloi, but even it's going to just become Pirtzi Yesem Yeser. Somehow he defends it, and he thinks, no. He says, there's room to hold. So he writes... He writes L'Hokal on that you only apply Asi Avir the Hagisa Mevatalei if you're dealing with if it's going to accomplish Paritz Merubal Oimer, it's just going to come Pirtzi Yesem Yeser, it doesn't pose a problem. It's a very Chudish Dikta style of a tshuva. Then the Gemara has a din if you have a mechitza tluya. What if you have a mechitza that doesn't touch the ground? Mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, but it doesn't touch the ground. So if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, then it's lavud, then it's not a problem. But if it's 10 tefachim tall, it's 10 tefachim tall, but it's 10 tefachim suspended above the ground. So the Gemara's lashon is that a mechitza shehagedoyim bokim bo, the goats can easily, hagedoyim bokim bo bevas rosh, the goats can easily jump under it. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, how high does it have to be? 3 tefachim, a 4 tefachim. So we usually pask on 3 tefachim is lavud. But that was in the days of the tanaim, that was a machlokes. Apparently the lashon of the halacha Moshe Mesinai wasn't lavud gimel tefachim, the halacha was, if they can easily jump through. So that was a machlokes. How does that translate? When you measure it into tefachim, 3 or 4, so we pass on that as 3 tefachim. So mechitza tluya is no good. Mechitza tluya is no good. So din is sukkah also. If you have the tefanas are suspended above the ground, so if they're within 3 tefachim, the ground is acceptable. If it's suspended above 3 tefachim on the ground, it's not acceptable. The Chasam Sofer had a problem when he was a rabbi in Pressburg, that the friendly Nochrim who lived in the neighborhood used to always rip down the wires from the Erev. So every week they would rip down the Erev. So he said he has a solution for the problem. They shouldn't have the poles standing on the ground. The Goyim are going to rip down the poles. They should have, the string should be very high, so you have to use a ladder, so they're not going to use a ladder. And the pole should not be on the ground. The pole should be, how tall is a person? 6.5 feet tall, and another. So have the poles of the Erev begin 10 feet above the ground. So they won't be able, the Nochem won't be able to reach it with their hands. So he carried in that Erev. He made an Erev like that. The Kanabikam began 10 feet above the ground, then it went 10 tefachim higher, and then they had the wires on top, so they couldn't reach it. So the shaila is, but it's a mechitza tluya. How good is that? How could that be any good? It's a mechitza tluya. So the Chazon Ish, we mentioned last week, the Chazon Ish has a whole section in his Sefer, a whole chapter where he has Binim that the Chasam Sefer wrote, that he disagrees. So he disagrees respectfully, so he doesn't say Dinim that I disagree, right? Dinim that a Tzarchian. Means he doesn't agree. Tzarchian, that's his way of saying he doesn't agree. So one of the Dinim is this, that the Chasam Sefer allowed them to have this Mechitza Tluya. So he said, how can you allow that? So it's a Pella. So he says, I'll explain to you what the Chasam Sofer had in mind, and I'll explain to you why I don't think that it's correct. So he says, the Gemara has like this. If you have... Reuven lives over here, and Shimon lives over here, and then they have a mechitza around the whole area. And this part belongs to Reuben, this part belongs to Shimon, but there's no fence separating in between. So neither is allowed to carry in Atar, it's one big Rishon Sayyachah, they're all allowed to carry, like in an apartment building, but the Rabbanot, HaKadosh Shleim HaMelech, no one's allowed to carry unless they make an area chaseps. Or unless they put a fence up over here. If they put a fence, so he's allowed to carry up into the fence, he's allowed to carry up into the fence, so they don't need an area chaseps to carry in their own. If you want to carry from one to the other, then you need an area chaseps. Erev Chatzeres wouldn't help if you have a fence unless you have an opening in between where you can go from one to the other. Fine. So the Gemara says, what if there's a puddle of water? What if there's a little pond over here? What if there's a pond over here and you have a fence from this fence. This is a fence around. Have a mechitza from this fence to the beginning of the pond, Then the fence is on the ground. Then over the pond, the mechitza is suspended above the air. It's suspended more than 3 tefachim to the water below. So the Gemara says that mechitza tluya al gabi hamayim u'meikol. Why mechitza tluya al gabi hamayim u'meikol? So the Gemara says because the whole chisaron of a mechitza tluya is gedoyim Bokimbo, because the goats can jump under it. So that's only Gidoyim. But if you have fish, let's say the pond has fish swimming over there. So if you have fish swimming in the pond, so Dogim Bekiyas Dogim Lashmo Bekiya. That doesn't bother me. The fish are swimming under it. Why not? So Rashi says, because since the fish swim below the surface of the water, That's not so noticeable. So it only bothers me if you have bekiyas gedoyim, that they're big animals above the ground level, but bekiyas dogim below the water, not nika, so that doesn't bother me. So the Chasam Sofer probably thought, that's what the Chasam Sofer probably thought, that the only reason why it's no good is because you have bekiyas gedoyim. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And bekiyas dogim doesn't bother me. So he said, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama around the Afchav Tes, but the Gemara says, Ein darkam shal bani adam al hischachech b'ksolim. When people walk down the street, so they don't walk so close to the wall that they're going to rub their shoulder against the wall. They're going to make their jacket dirty. They're going to get all dirty. So they walk a little bit, 2 inches away from the wall. Behemoths also, they don't walk so close to the wall, they're going to scratch themselves against the wall. So he says, since the people and the behemoths don't walk against the wall, and the pole for the Erev is only less than an inch thick, it's so thin, so that first inch next to the wall, nobody walks under it. So Beikar Adin HaMechitza Tuli is good. The only reason why it's no good is because Gedoyim Bokim Bo, Bnei Adam Bokim Bo. So the first inch away from the house, no one's going to walk under the pole, so there's no Bikia, so it's good. Mechitza Tuli is good. So he said that's probably the logic behind the Chasam Sofer, and I'm going to explain to you why it's not right. So he says, the Gemara says, Beferish kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim, that since you're just dealing in the case that I gave, it's just the din of Takana Shlom HaMelech, that you're not allowed to carry Reuven Hashem, and neither is allowed to carry because you need it every chatzis. He's dealing with the din de Rabban. Or there's another case in the Gemara also where the Gemara talks, a guy lives in a hotel, which is mamish on the edge of a river. He wants to throw a bucket into the river to draw water out. So the Gemara talks over there, it's only an issue of carrying water from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. The river is not a Rishus HaRab. Nobody walks in the river. The river is a Carmelis. So the Gemara says, Kalo Shekilo Chachamim B'mayim, they were Mekel, then in a certain case you have a Mechitza Tluya, then Mekel and a Mechitza Tluya, because the whole prohibition that you're dealing with is only the Rabbanon to begin with. So the Chazanish says, but you see from the Gemara that if you're not dealing with Mayim, you're dealing with an Erev in Pressburg on the dry land, a real question of a Mechitza, not just Chumris Medirabbanon of Carmelis. So then the Gemara would appear to say there's a separate din. Mechitza Tluya is not acceptable, even if you don't have Bekiyas the Gedoyim. So he doesn't like this heter at all, that you should have the poles begin, the poles should be 10 Tvach Metol, but they should begin 10 feet above the ground. So he thinks that the Chasam Sofer was Machal Shams. Chazan, he thinks that Erev in Pressburg was no good. He used to have a professor here. He passed away already years ago. He used to have a professor who was brought up in Pressburg before the war, so he wasn't there when the Chasam Sofer met the Erev, but as a child he remembers they said there was an issue here about the Erev, and the Chasam Sofer said that it's good, and then later on he said that it's no good. We're going to get to that later, what the issue was. That's a different issue, not this. There was an issue that before the rabbi before the Chasam Sofer had a certain kulin. So when the Chasam Sofer came to town, so he said, who made this Erev? Who made it like this? So he said, the previous rabbi, Rav Meshulam Migra. So he said, Kedai ulis mochalav afilu shaloi b'shas hadchaki, can we lie? Then you have a later tshuva. First the Chasam Sofer thought it's no good, then he told Meshulam Migra, said it's good. He said, Kedai ulis mochalav afilu shaloi b'shas hadchak. That's it, he writes in the tshuva. And then he has a later tshuva where he says again that it's no good. So first he thought it's no good, and then he thought it is good, then he thought it's no good. What's going on? So we're going to explain that when we get to that later. So that's the topic of Mechitza Tluya. So we machma like the Chazanish. Mechitza Tluya is not acceptable. Mechitza always has to be within 3 tochim to the ground. The Chazanish happens to be of the opinion that when you make a Tzuras HaPesach, the frame of a door, the 2 poles on either side, not enough if it's within 3 tochim to the ground. Has the mamish touched the ground? He says, doesn't help Lavud. Lavud is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He says, Tzuras HaPesach, we're going to get to that later. Tzuras HaPesach has to be kida'av the inshi, the way goyish construction worker would build the frame of a door. You don't use halacha l'moshe m'sinai in making a frame of a door. It has to be normal. So he says, normal is that it touches the ground mamish. The stipler, his brother-in-law, writes a double push. Stipler, a lot of times, not familiar with what it says in the Chazanish. A lot of times like that. He writes a lot of times in Chiddush, and then he says, and years later I found that my brother-in-law wrote like that in the Chazanish. So here he writes a double pasuk that if the poles of the either sides of the Tzuras HaPesach within three tefachim of the ground, he writes in brackets, it's a Dava Poshet, that it's good because of Lovin. The Chazon Ish holds that it's no good. Shari Tshuva next to the Behetav also writes a Dava Poshet, that it's good if the poles reach within three tefachim. There are some Rabbanim who do Lachatchila like that. Rabbi Tendler told me he does Lachatchila like that. He said in public, because otherwise the bottom of the pole is going to be eaten up by the snow, it's going to be cracked into by the automobile. So he said it's healthier Erev if it's suspended a little bit above the ground. Of course, it should be within Lovin. So he was very surprised to hear that the Chazon Ish holds that it's no good. The Chazon Ish holds that the economy has to mamish touch the ground. Then the Gemara has a din that a lot of people don't know. I remember when I was the rabbi in Paramus, I mentioned this in the Shabbos Shuvah Drosha. So after the Drosha, the Balabat Masman should come to the homes and check. So some of them had this problem. A few of them had the problem. You have a backyard that has walls around the fences around it, and then you're missing Pischa, the Karen's office, like Abdi Inshi. Let's say you have a backyard that goes like this, and you're missing over here, missing in the corner. See, if it goes all the way till here, you're just missing in one direction. So if it's Oymed Mubal Aparitz, here it's 1,000 Amis, here it's only 9.5 Amis missing, as long as not Pirtzi SMS. You say, Oymed Mubal Aparitz is good. If you would continue with this line, it would bump into the wall. But if it's missing over here also, so if you continue, you're not going to bump into it. If you continue over here, you're not going to bump into anything. So that's called Pischa B'Keren Zav is Layab D'Yitchi. There must be some minimum amount where we are, must be some share where we are mekel. So let's say like this. Let's say you're missing over here, and the gap from here to here is less than three tochim. Less than three tochim is lovut. That's a dov poshet. That wouldn't be a psul. What if it's a little more? What if it's exactly 3.5 tochim? So the Rashash on daf, so the beginning of Dabov, I think the Rashash in Erevin is mekel on that. Shash was a businessman, but he knew how to learn well. So he says, based on Igmara there, he thinks that there's room to be mekel because Dalet Tfachim is the sheer Pesach. So he says, if it's let in Dalet Tfachim, it doesn't have a Pesach. The Gemara's Lashon is Pischa B'Keren Zavis Le'Avdinj. It's not normal. See, when you have a gap in the wall, like over here, you're missing six Amos. Whenever you have a Paritz, I call it a Pesach. If it's Omer Mubala Paritz, I say the Paritz is not a problem. I don't call it Paritz, I call it a Pesach. So he says if it's less than Dalet Tvachim, you can't call it a Pesach. You have to have a minimum gap of Dalet Tvachim to be considered a Pesach to say Pischa B'Keren Zavizlach. So he thinks he can be Mekel up until four Tvachim. That's a question. So sometimes you have that. You have such example. It's very easy to solve the problem. Just add another piece of wood, and you have the mechitza. Go till there, so you won't be missing on both sides. You won't be missing on one side. So that's an important din. The next halacha is going to take a while to explain, so we'll have to save it for next week. So next week I have a problem. I won't be able to be here on Thursday. So the suggestion was made. Maybe I should give the shir on which day? On Monday, between 12 and 1, people are free. Between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So the rest of the people think they can make it between 12 and 1. So believe that. We'll learn here between 12 and 1 on Monday. Okay. And we'll continue. We're up to the Siluk Mechitza. Okay. Got to run to Mincha.
Parsha, so it's the next class.